Sri Vishnu Sahasranama, name 654, is the same as the name which came at number 23 in the third verse, right near the beginning. It's one of the best known names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It occurs seven times in Bhagavad Gita. It is Keshava, well-known popular name. So even though this has been discussed previously, as have several other of the names, we're very happy to again discuss it. The general meaning that our own most worshipable Srila Prabhupada gave is in accord with the meaning that Srila Baladev Vidyabhushan also gave, and the commonly understood meaning, he who has beautiful hair. Kesh is up to the present day in several Indian languages a common word for hair. In Sanskrit and Indian languages, this means the hair on the head, and the bodily hair, the same word is used in English, the bodily hair. There's another word for that, loma. So by beautiful hair means his beautiful hair. People in the modern age, they like to imitate this. Lavanyam Kesha Dharanam is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that in Kali Yuga, people will put a lot of emphasis on trying to beautify themselves by their hairstyles. Srila Prabhupada said he didn't really know what this meant until he came to the Western world, because in India there are pretty standard hairstyles, depending on, for the males, on one's caste, largely, if one's a Hindu, and for the Muslims, well, they also have caste, but Sikhs, they have a fixed hairstyle. And for women, it's the same. No cutting, braiding, or tying, unless they're a widow. So it's pretty standard. But in the Western countries, so many hairstyles. And even more recently, really, really bizarre, of course that's subjective, bizarre hairstyles, with various colors, red and green mixed hairstyle, take a lot of trouble to draw attention to themselves in this way, but simply imitating Krishna. But no one has as beautiful hair as Krishna, right? What do you think? Anyone listening out there? No one has as beautiful hair as Krishna. Is that right? No one has beautiful hair as Krishna. Well, there is Radha. There's Vishnu Sahasrara. There's also Radha Sahasranam. Maybe I should do that after finishing Vishnu Sahasranam. There are so many Sahasranams. So that's the Jeremy. It has beautiful hair. Yeah, Keshava. That gives the idea of beauty. We find in the gopis' description of Krishna, they speak of this from Srimad Bhagavatam. Kutila Kuntalam Komalananam. It specifically describes how his hair is curling. Curling hair. So his hair is curling, it's blackish, and Komalananam It decorates his face, which is already beautiful, just like a lotus. That is the beauty of Krishna. It's so nice to have a beautiful God instead of an angry, vengeful God or a just light God. Some people have the idea of God is just light. Some people are so dried up, they don't even want to believe in any God. Their hearts are so dry. And we have Krishna. We're so fortunate to have this very beautiful, curling black hair with beautifying his lotus-like face, holding a flute to his lips, seductively smiling, his eyes glancing out at the gopis, threefold bending form. This is Shyamasundara. Shyamasundara Kesha, we're specifically talking about Keshava, beautiful hair. One of the commentators, Sri Radha Krishna Shastri, specifically draws attention to the Narasimha avatar. The Narasimha avatar means he has the lion's mane. You know what that is? Lion's mane. The mane means the hair around his head. So, Hiranyakashipu didn't see that as beautiful, but the devotees see as beautiful. That was, while others may be looking at his nails, Vajranaka, and his teeth, Vajradangshta, his nails and his teeth, which are like thunderbolts, and others may be stunned by his roaring, terrified by his whole countenance, Sri Radha Krishna Shastri is looking and seeing, oh, what beautiful hair he has. So nice. Maricha was the first demon who Ram dealt with. He also dealt with his mother Tartaka by killing her, but Maricha, Ram just sent him a long, long way away by firing an arrow and shooting him to the other side of the what we would now call the Indian subcontinent. But Maricha, despite being a demon, he had appreciation of Ram. It may be that someone who hates someone else appreciates them also. In fact, to hate someone is in an indirect way a way of appreciating, because you don't hate someone unless they significantly impact your existence. If someone's insignificant, you don't hate them. So Maricha was very, very Ram conscious. We talk about Krishna consciousness. He was Rama conscious, which more or less means the same thing. He was living in the jungle. He was always, when he saw a tree, and in the jungle it's just all trees, isn't it? He was always afraid, maybe Ram's behind that tree. And whenever he even heard a word that began with R, he'd become afraid. Oh, he's going to say Ram. He was living in terror of Ram. Didn't have to. He could have surrendered to Ram like Vibhishana did. But after all, he was a demon. And he had an important, crucial, no, not just important, crucial role to play in Rama's pastimes. Anyway, he also appreciated that this Rama, oh, his hair is beautiful like a golden garland. So Maricha saw Ram's hair as being golden. We don't have much gold hair in Vedic culture. Ram is always depicted with blackish locks. Who else has golden hair? Famous figure. Anyone? Narada Muni is described as having golden hair. So, Shankaracharya, the great impersonalist. Any followers of Shankaracharya out there, please listen to what Shankaracharya has to say about Vishnu's hair and decide if you want to be an impersonalist misled by Shankara's Mayavad, or if you want to join Shankara in glorifying and loving Krishna. This is what Shankaracharya says about the name Keshava. Abhirupa Kesha Yasya Sa Keshava. Who is called Keshava, whose hair is Abhirupa? What is the translation for Abhirupa? There's no real translation. It just means, it's a word which, well, I guess you could translate it as magnificent. And the word magnificent also, it doesn't give, the word itself is never, it's not enough to convey what it's describing. It's a word which attempts but falls short. All words fall short in attempting to describe the beauty and all the qualities of Krishna. They fall short. But anyway, we have to do the best we can. We're not going to be like the impersonalist and say, just no more words. No, let us engage the words in glorifying Krishna. The whole Vishnu Sahasranama is glorifying Krishna by words, by intelligence. So this is the beautiful hair. Namalva. He also describes the hair is very beautiful, but that also it has, the hair is not only beautiful, but it's fragrant. How about that? An extra quality. There's a saying, is that in Ramayana or Chanakya? Or what is that? That so many things have good qualities, just like gold. Gold is beautiful, but it has no fragrance. The sandalwood tree has fragrance, but it has thorns. So everything has some fault. But then when we come to Ram, we find no fault. So Krishna, he's not lacking in anything. His hair is so beautiful, and it also has beautiful fragrance. Here's a translation from Namalva about Krishna's hair. I thought maybe the darkness of his hair can be compared to the thread of darkness at the time of Pralayam, universal destruction. Can we imagine how dark it is? There's no sun, no moon, no stars, no electric lights, no candle light, no fire. His hair is so dark. It's darker than the deepest darkness imaginable. But, Namalva says, it's not a good enough comparison because there is no comparison. And then he goes on to say that the fragrance of Tulsi that emanates from his beautiful hair has completely stolen my very being. And only I can feel and experience this. In other words, he's trying to convey this to others, but the bliss he's feeling from experience of Krishna, it's simply indescribable. Still, we're trying to describe it. We're trying to describe the indescribable. But as Namarlavar says, ultimately one has to experience it. If one experiences it, then he will know what is the beauty of Krishna. So that Namalva describes the fragrance from Krishna's hair. And that brings us to the second meaning. He who has his hair, Keshava, means very beautiful. And it also means whose hair is very fragrant. Smells nice. How about that? Another meaning that Srila Prabhupada also gave for the name Keshava, when we say Srila Prabhupada gave, that means in accordance with previous acharyas. He's not in the business of just making things up. This is a meaning that our own Baladev Vidyabhushan gave also, and Shankaracharya and Parashara Bhatta give. It also means Ka Isha. Means Ka means Brahma, and Isha means the Lord of. So he's the Lord of Brahma, which by extension means he's the Lord of all the different demigods. Because Brahma is the first of all the demigods. There's a quote from Lord Shiva that gives a slightly different meaning. He says to Krishna that Ka is the name of Brahma and I am known as Isha, Lord Shiva, and we're both born from you. Therefore, you are known as Keshava. Here's a quote given by Baladev, cited by Baladev Vidyabhushan. He says it's from the Smriti Shastra. Suryasya tapaso lokan agne somasya chapyuta angshavo ye prakashante mamate kesha sangitaha sarvanga keshavang tasman mam ahur munisattama. The sun god Surya, who shines on all the planets, the fire god Agni, and the moon god Soma, as well as all the other demigods who are all followers of Brahma and Shiva, are my, this is Krishna speaking, my parts and parcels, and my children. For this reason, the great sages call me Keshava, the father of Brahma and Shiva. Now, another meaning for Kesha is rays, light rays, rays of light. Those that emanate from the sun. Yeah, the sun's behind us, but from our perspective, hidden behind the clouds. Sun and the moonlight, the sunlight. He from whom that emanates, everything that is bright, the ultimate source of light, is Krishna. This is the one meaning given by Shankaracharya. He doesn't quote it here, but we can remember from Bhagavad Gita, Jyoti Shama Pitad Jyotish. I am, Krishna says, or he is, the source of all luminosity in everything that is luminous. So we just went through that meaning in the previous verse about how Krishna is the source of all light. God is light and much more. Then from Vishnu Purana and Mahabharata, there is a story, a controversial story, about how when Brahma, along with the other demigods, one time approached Lord Narayana for help due to being terrorized by the demons that Lord Narayana plucked from his hair, from his head of hair, two hairs, one black and one white. And then those hairs appeared as Krishna, who is black, and Balaram, who is white. And they came to relieve the world of the burden of the demons. Now, Jiva Goswami, he describes this as being one of the narrations in Shastra, which is not really true. It's put there to bewilder the atheists, because one thing is that Krishna doesn't have any white hairs. As for old people, well, he's the oldest. Adyang Puranam, what is that? Adyang Puranam Navayovanam Cha. Adyang Purushang Navayovanam Cha. He is the original person, but he's always fresh and youthful. So there is no white hair. The commentator Radha Krishna Shastri, who cites this as a meaning of the name Keshava, that from the hairs came the incarnations, he takes it in a somewhat different way and says that from this it can be understood, Vishnu is saying that even with a couple of insignificant hairs, hairs are pretty insignificant, people don't think their hair is very important. Well, not a single individual hair, unless someone's paranoid about going bald. But generally, people don't care much about a hair. So Radha Krishna Shastri, he says that, he's just saying that by this pastime, Narayana is saying, just a couple of, you're so afraid of these demons, a couple of my hairs is sufficient to quell their influence. And he says that it should not be taken literally to think that these hairs actually took birth as Krishna and Balaram. Satyadeva Vashishta, as usual, is offering a different interpretation to everyone else. And he gives the meaning, just like the word klish. You know the word klish, from which comes klish. So difficulty, or hurt, or torment. Bhavesmin klishyamananam avidya kama karma bihi. That's just one of the many usages of this klish, which comes in Shastra. This comes in Kunti Devi's prayers to Krishna. Bhave, smin, within this world of repeated birth and death, klishyamananam, there's so many troubles, avidya kama karma bihi, which come about due to ignorance, by which we work very hard to try to fulfill material desires. So, klish means distress. And from this, he derives a Sanskrit derivation that the name Keshava means one who delivers us from the torments of this world. Then again, Satyadeva Vashishta gives another meaning that a completely different meaning, that he is the controller of all the water, and he's the controller of the happiness of all living beings. In the explanation under name 23, one One other meaning was given for Keshava, which means that he is Keshiha, the killer of Keshi, the Keshi demon. I won't go into this now because, lo and behold, it's the very next name in Vishnu Sahasranam is Keshiha, the killer of the demon Keshi. So I'll leave it there. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hope you enjoyed the view. When we will view Krishna, then our life will be perfect. Hare Krishna.